You're listening to the Save the Date podcast, where we talk all things weddings, jewellery and romance. With love from Cullen Jewellery. Hello and welcome back to the Save the Date podcast. I'm Juliet and today we're actually joined by Ava, who is standing in for Sheridan. She unfortunately had to go home sick, so please give a warm welcome to Ava.
Hi guys.
And today is also an extra special episode because we are joined by the lovely Jess, also known as Sung by Jess, and Sydney. Hi, Jess. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming on. We're so excited to have you here today.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited too.
Did you want to kick things off by telling us a little bit about yourself, what you do, how you got into the wedding industry?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Jess, behind Sung by Jess. But I also started off first by being an artist and songwriter, and I still am, as Sydney, with an I. And then I actually got into the business purely out of a random message from an agency that was looking for a maternity leave fill-in. And they were like, we love your voice. Like, would you ever consider doing weddings? And I honestly hadn't thought about it, but I had done work experience with a wedding planner when I was in year 10 and I loved weddings, but then I loved music. So I was like, oh yeah, I'll give it a shot. And then like two weddings in, I was like, I have to stay in this industry. It's so beautiful. So that's kind of how it all kicked off. And then, yeah, I just started doing more of them and then they brought me onto their books after the maternity leave fill-in. And since then it's, the rest is kind of history.
I love that. That's so cute. And you still do your own personal stuff as well on the
I
site
do,
too.
Which is really sweet. It's like, it's really 50-50. Because it's like the winter time here is when people are touring, and that's usually when I'll be in the studio or releasing music or touring, doing that stuff. And then when wedding season kicks in, it's like, you know, four to the floor, just like going through it. So we're just finishing up now, which is why I have a cold.
Yeah,
it's getting to the end of it.
Rundown.
But it's really nice because then like people aren't brides and grooms forever. So it's so sweet when I see people come to my shows. Either they find me from my shows and then ask if I do weddings, or vice versa. So it's it's just sweet
how it all kind of intertwines.
It doesn't end in a way. So it's really cool.
Oh, I love that so much.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite part of the job?
Oh, I was thinking about this as I was coming. I honestly, it changes all the time. I think every wedding is so different. So like I'm a sucker for an aisle song and moment, and I'm a sucker for any sort of like emotional thing. But I love the way that music, like, you sometimes the best things, you don't notice it, but it really changes the atmosphere. So I love being able to like be a fly on the wall and create the emotional moments or the lively moments and just be a part of it, like meeting the different couples, being a part of their story. Like even recently, like what's done well on socials has been these aisle song mashups and like creating how could we get this one meaningful song for you guys to this other one, and how can we do that live? Like that's the brilliance of live music and being able to do that. So I just like customization, and I love being a part of their story more than just like rock up on the day and do it. But like, how do you how do you get that throughout the whole event?
It's cool. And I feel like I've seen that on socials as well. Especially people taking songs that you wouldn't think are wedding songs at all, because they're just, I guess a different genre of music, and then people make them into a wedding song. Like that's one of my favorite things. I'm like, wow.
It's great. And people wouldn't, I don't think people realize that you can do that. Obviously people release an acoustic version, but sometimes those even like hit hard and they bring in, you know, drums later on and you just want something different. But that's something that I started offering as a service recently because people were like, we can't fly you overseas, but we'd love you to be a part of the R song. We love this AC/DC track, or we love this pop punk track. Like, could we have that somehow on piano and stuff like that? And it's like, as musos, we love doing that. We love like creating new things. So,
so in that situation, you would actually like record something and then they can have it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And they can customize it to be like, oh, we need this long instrumental before they walk down. So like I've released some covers, like Simply the Best I put out just to hopefully give people something they can use if they can't have me on the day, but that's not customized to how many bridesmaids they have or whatever that is. So being able to go, okay, we'll sit with you. If you need it to be like this, we can customize it. So it's perfect for your moment and how you want it. And I feel like that's one of the biggest moments of the wedding that people put a lot of pressure on, and so if you can take the pressure off and make it great, then why wouldn't you?
I feel like a lot of people probably wouldn't just realize that they how customized they can make it with going someone like you, where it's like they can literally customize the entrance block of how many people are walking down the aisle and everything else, like
and it's fun to do that. It's so much funner to make it custom. So
Yeah.
There's a lot of creative direction that goes into all this then.
Yeah, legit. Yeah. And you wouldn't think about it, and you don't have to. That's the thing, is like, if you have time to think about it, or you have a professional who goes, just like, you know, you can have these different options if you haven't even thought about it, like, let us do it. You tell us what type of music you like, and we'll create a set list that, you know, emulates that. So yeah, it's a good option if you have live music, or if you're considering buying a recording, or just thinking about even your own Spotify playlist, I guess.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Now, diving a little bit more into, I guess, the process of hiring someone like yourself, and how far in advance should couples look into booking music?
Good question.
And if they want custom songs like this.
Yeah, I think with the songs we have a little bit more flexibility, because it only takes about probably a month turnaround just to be really on top of it. Mm-hmm. But we've even done rush ones within a week if people needed it.
Yeah.
That's the brilliancy of it all, I guess. But when it comes to live stuff, that's booking far in advance. So I would suggest, I think at the moment, like, depending on the dates, but the popular ones are booked all the way to November next year. So they're very far in advance.
Yeah.
I've never been so organized until I started working in weddings, and I was like, oh, I actually have to plan more than 3 days in advance. Wow. But it's made me very organized in that way. So I would suggest, like, if you can, 18 months, but you know, there, people are planning weddings in 4 months sometimes, and sometimes the date's free or someone gets sick or falls out. So there's movement there, but I'd say 18 months is a really strong way to go.
Good starting point. And is there an element of coordination with, if they were to also have a DJ or another live band? Like, do you work with a live band sometimes as well?
So personally, I don't sing with a live band, but we do offer, as a part of the packages, are DJs that we work with, but we also can totally work with, like, it's a really close community amongst vendors. So we can have DJs or playing alongside, like, a violinist. I did that the other day, and like, we can totally coordinate different ways to go about it. And we're even looking at options of how to, further maybe look into getting a live band as a part of our books. But at the moment, it's kind of like, we can cover acoustic duo or acoustic solo stuff into having a DJ if that's what you want, or if you've got a live band, you can just swap us out at whatever time you need. So
I feel like that kind of ties in nicely to our next question of what's included in a package.
Because
I'm guessing you offer different types of packages.
Totally. So there's kind of, it's pretty, custom seems to be the word I keep saying today. I'm so sorry. It's my word of the day. There's kind of options everywhere, but the main ones, I'd say are most popular, is either covering everything. It's called All the Feels, and it's like, it covers from ceremony, or pre-ceremony music for half an hour, into all the way through to having a DJ. We'll play all the way through to 2 45-minute sets during your reception, and a first dance or parent-child dances, anything like that, and then we swap over to the DJ. And that covers your whole day. But then you can also, I guess the second popular one is doing pre-ceremony, ceremony, and canapes. And it kind of, there's just different options. You could do any certain part of those as well, but those are our two popular ones.
I love that.
Being in the engagement industry, a big question is, do you guys do a lot of proposals as well? Because I know that's been a big thing lately. So I had to ask.
That. No, good question. Personally, I haven't done that yet, but I so would. Like, that is so beautiful. And I think in the way that elopements or micro weddings, I've still seen musos be there and be a part of tiny, tiny weddings. And it's so special. I think the smaller the amount of people, whether that's for an engagement or a proposal or whatever that is, I just think it's such an honor. So, like, if anyone's thinking about that, I would love to.
Up, Jess.
It's so intimate. It's great. So, that's such a cute idea.
I love that. That would be so cute. Because it's a really, I feel like the music is always just one of those things that can really bring it to the next level.
Yeah.
And have you, like, crying over someone you don't know. And you're, like, watching a video online.
Yes, 100%.
All right, next question. How would you describe your style?
Ooh, fashion-wise or music?
Oh, both. Both.
Music-wise, I would say, like, probably my biggest strength and the thing I love most is creating, like, really dreamy, romantic vibes. Like, the Isle song has always been my favorite part for a reason. Like, you can make it as dreamy, and, like, because I play piano and guitar, I have the option to swap between the really romantic stuff of playing a piano or The guitar kind of can bring things up a bit more energy wise. So there's beautiful options both ways, but I'd say my biggest strength is doing, yeah, the really, really romantic stuff and making it quite a, like over a sit down dinner is like my specialty. I love doing that. But then the beautiful thing is when you get me in a duo is Lawson, my guitarist, he is insane on both. He was a bass guitarist first. So he plays double bass and you have that option, but he also plays guitar. So you've got double bass if you want it to be like super romantic, even just visually too. I think that plays a big part. But then most of the time he's playing guitar and has a loop box and a stomp box and can really like bring the energy up in canapé hour or reception. So it's really fun when the two of us, he's like a jazz nerd and then I love R&B. So it's like doing all that fun stuff. You have the options for it. But yeah, those are the two vibes that we provide. But it is actually really different between duo and solo. So
Do you have a go-to song of like, if someone doesn't really know, probably all both. Okay, let's do aisle. Like go to aisle song if the couple don't have. Do you ever get couples who don't know what they want and then lead it up to?
Yeah, there are. There's definitely people that are like, we know we want live music, but we don't really care too much about the songs and that's so fine. I think there are classics for a reason. Mm-hmm. I adore singing at the moment. I think I've really loved singing Two Strong Hearts. Mm-hmm. That one, I wouldn't have picked it and I learned it recently and now it's one of my favorites. But I also think Simply the Best will always be. It's why I released it too. Like I just, something about that song stripped back is so beautiful and tender. That would probably be my two suggestions at the moment.
Love, love, love. I guess I sort of on the same note. How do you go about guiding a couple in terms of if they're really unsure where to start with picking a song? What kind of guidance can you give the couple on that?
I think the best thing you can do is thinking about significant moments and what you as a couple like care about. And so, you know, like we were saying before with the genres, if there's something that you can't picture as an aisle song, but you're like these lyrics, or we went to see this band when we went on our first date and like it would mean so much to walk down to that, we can totally do that. And I think it's important to go, it's your day and you want to try and highlight everything that brought you two together and why you make a great team. So if you can include that, I'm a sucker for it. I think it's the best way to go. But if you are really struggling, like they're either on my page or on so many different wedding musicians pages or even other wedding vendors, we've probably all got ones that we would suggest depending on what vibe you are after or what your story is. I have a lot of people ask, you know, like saying we've started our life together or it's our second marriage, like do you have suggestions? And all the time I'm hoping to put onto my site like different suggestions for different scenarios, but generally I've got a couple to like throw people's way depending on what the thing
is. Start things off.
And
what's your actual process? Let's say a couple does know exactly what they want and but it's a song that you've never performed before. How do you go about approaching that and finding, I guess, the right approach to perform it in a more wedding style?
I think generally, you know, every couple we kind of say we can do up to four songs that we've never heard of before and we'll happily put it. But hopefully when they're choosing us that they've seen the vibe we do on general songs when you watch our videos or see that. So you know what spin we would put on it. And then, you know, you can let us know whatever those songs are. It's pretty simple for us. Like we've generally got our sound down to a T. So it's just a matter of just learning it really to be able to do it. But it's definitely not hard. And like if a couple's really stressing out about it, you know, we can send them, there's an option if you need like a voice memo or you want a recording of it to double check that you're happy with it, particularly for the bigger moments or for a dance to practice to it. We offer those as well. So there's plenty of ways to like give people confidence in the ones that they're picking, particularly if they can't picture what it's going to sound like in that vibe and things like that.
So almost do like a pre-consultation before.
Yeah, pretty well.
Beautiful.
Oh, I love that. Do you think it's important for you and the couple to really click from the get-go? And like, do you ever feel sometimes that you have to not reject a couple, but be like, oh, I'm not sure if we'd be the right kind of fit? Because I know that can be a thing with your vendors across the board that, you know, you're going to be spending a lot of time with them on the day.
Yeah.
And it is important to have just to, you know, get along with them quite well.
Yeah, I haven't found that to be an issue, mm-hmm. mostly because I did start with an agency. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that communication was through them.
Oh, yep.
And when it swapped over, like obviously I trust those guys mm-hmm. and they actually handle a lot of the behind the scenes stuff mm-hmm. for me still. So just because I couldn't handle it with the amount of weddings I was doing. And they have a great read on people and things like that. But generally speaking, like I think with music, it is slightly different to like videographers and things because people can see exactly what they're going to get on the day from videos. Mm-hmm. Obviously it's customized to their vibe, but generally we're sitting there creating the vibe and they know what they're getting compared to someone who's say like talking to you going, do you want to get this photo or do you need it to be like that? And right up close with you. A lot of the time we are the fly on the wall type people that are creating the vibe from afar. Mm-hmm. So there's less to do in that regard, but I don't know. My agency would probably have a different answer for you in that regard. But a lot of the couples that I work for also I chat to on social media a bunch and I love them and they interact with everything. And I already feel like I know them before I meet them too. So, I thankfully haven't had to have that issue, but I don't think it would matter too much for musos.
In terms of taking breaks throughout a wedding, is there always certain times that you guys get a minute to, I don't know, if you need to eat or especially if you're doing a whole day sort of thing from, singing from them walking down to the aisle to the first dance or something?
Yeah, good question. there's not exactly. Mm-hmm. We try to. A worksheet mm-hmm. looks good in theory, but rarely will you follow the worksheet to a T. Mm-hmm. For our own sake of playing ability and vocals, we generally will do 45-minute sets and then a 15-minute background music from Spotify situation, depending on when the hours are, just to allow for that. But it might not be exactly when it's set. And if there's a formality and we're running behind or running ahead and stuff, part of being in the wedding industry is flexibility. You just go with it. We generally will get a meal, but rarely is that on the time that it is. But so not set times, but we do get little breaks
throughout the day. All right, so we're gonna switch it up a little bit and go ask you a few questions more from a personal perspective.
Yeah.
Because you recently got engaged yourself. So now you're on the other side of the wedding planning industry.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us your proposal story. did you know what ring you were getting beforehand? Did you go shopping together? A surprise?
So we did, for the viewers, this is a Cullen ring. And we actually did come into the Cullen showroom ages before the proposal. Mm-hmm. I think it was nearly a year beforehand. Mm-hmm. It was just we wanted to do it so early when we were going I think this is going to be what we're going to do. But I wanted to not really know exactly what I was going to get, but be able to get a good idea. I was also so nervous about it for some reason. I have tubby fingers, so I was I really want to make sure that I'm hearing that. We had a great experience, and I have a lot of friends that work for Cullen, so we definitely wanted to check it out. It was the first place we came to, and we were great, done. we looked at a bunch of different rings and a bunch of different stones, and I gave my preferences, but in the end my partner Josh was don't worry, I got it. And in the end he did so well, he picked a great one. And I was surprised too. Wasn't exactly what I expected, but in the best way. I thought we were getting a way smaller stone. So I'm very grateful.
He did that.
That's really good. But also in regards to the proposal, he had done a lot of sneaky things behind the scenes. He'd never come to where my grandparents had a holiday place that we used to visit all the time, but he knew it was an area that was really important to me.
Aww.
So he took my brother and they went months before and staked out the place of where he could do it and everywhere that was significant to our to growing up for me and stuff like that. And so we went out to the Metung Hot Springs and then went all the way out to Lake Tyers Beach. For anyone who knows it, it's 4.5 hours away. And he was pretending he didn't know where anything was, and I was that's where this is. And later I found out the whole time he's I know. But then he proposed in front of the ocean right at the back of where my grandparents' property used to be, which was really sweet. and his best friend was hiding in a bush and had set up a picnic. So that was great. Oh, but gosh. It actually was a very chaotic story too, because when we went back to my parents' place in Warrigal to set, like, announce our engagement, he'd planned this big surprise of people, and I saw the cars hiding in the driveway next door. So I was like, I reckon there's people here.
People.
But when we rocked up, it was just my dad, and we were like, hey. And then he was like, hey, like, congratulations, your mum's in hospital. And we were like, haha, like, what? And I was looking at Josh going like, is this a part of the thing?
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, like, seriously, and like pulled up a FaceTime of my mum with a swollen face, ice pack in the emergency department. She had tripped chasing my brother's dog, hit her face on the garden bed, and was like, congratulations, beautiful, you look great.
Oh my gosh.
And then all our friends came out being like, hey, I'm so sorry, but like, hey.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
A very, very funny story.
Memorable.
Yeah, memorable. She managed to make it back for the champagne toast at the end of the night, so it was good. Okay. But
my goodness.
Yeah, it was very sweet, but a very chaotic.
Oh, my God.
She's okay now.
She's all right. Oh, my goodness.
So where are you at, do you think, with your wedding planning journey? Like, have you been very well prepared, say, with your, like, wedding bookings and everything? Or?
Good question. I expected me to be way on top of it, but when we got engaged, it's, like, February, so it's, like, peak wedding season. Mm-hmm. I was doing 4 to 5 weddings a weekend, and Josh had been overseas for the last 6 weeks, like, on cruises performing, because we're both musicians. So we were, like, in amongst me going to sleep and him waking up at the hours, we were like, I don't think wedding planning is going to really happen until you're back. So everyone's been like, have you got a date? And we've, like, kept flicking to different vendors, like, our potential dates, but we're actually a little bit behind or just trying to take it slow, because at the moment now is our first chance to kind of sit down and properly do it. And we want to enjoy it and not just, like, do things, like, really rushed and freak out about it. So not as organized as I would like to be, but it's okay.
Do you have a lot of friends in the industry that you're going to be using?
Or, 100%. And I feel very lucky in that regard. So I'm not so stressed to be like, I don't know where to begin. Mm-hmm. I actually have too many people to choose from, which is kind of heartbreaking too. Otherwise, I would end up with like 15 photographers at my wedding just to like be able to include all my friends in that way. So it's been funny. I felt a lot of pressure as a wedding vendor myself to be like, this has to be perfect because I work in the industry, but I'm learning that that's actually not important. And actually all the vendors that I love would not be thinking the same thing. So I'm excited to get started on it.
In terms of the music for your own wedding, are there songs that you've been like gatekeeping that you're like, I don't want anyone this at my wedding, I don't want anyone?
Good question. I haven't been gatekeeping because I haven't thought about it yet. When I do,
tell anyone.
No, I honestly haven't even really thought about it. Again, it's the same thing. I have so many singer friends that I would love to sing me down the aisle, but they're all involved in different ways, so I haven't even fully decided on who's singing me down the aisle. But I do know one thing I want to do, and Josh and I were considering this together, is instead of a first dance, because neither of us are really dancers, we were going to do a first song and like perform something. And I was like, I would love to write it. So whether I perform him a song and then we do something together, or that just be our first thing and we perform a song together, I'm really, really excited.
That's
and that
so
I will get you. You can't have that song.
Oh, I love that so much.
Are you both in like the wedding singing industry, or is that how you met? Like,
Josh plays in a few wedding bands, but he's a bassist. So he doesn't really do the duo stuff that I do and isn't in weddings as much as I am. But we did meet through the main singer of a band he was a part of, and we'd like work together, and it was a very sweet story. We just like
meant
music.
To be.
Oh my gosh. That's so sweet. I love that. do you have a favorite part of wedding planning so far? Or I mean, you said that you're a bit all over the place still, but
At the moment, I don't have a huge one. I think I've enjoyed, it's been really special doing the wedding dress things, which, you know, including my mum and my friends in that has just been so sweet and something that I could do without needing Josh to be a part of that. So that's been really like, there's been a lot of actually like interesting things that I wouldn't expect to be either daunting, like even wedding ring shopping for me was like kind of a little bit nerve-wracking, or like even my first wedding dress appointment, kind of nerve-wracking, but it's been really sweet to kind of share some of that online too as a part of my business and go like, I'm now here with you and I understand it, and hopefully it encourages other people to go, oh, actually it's not so daunting. I can do that. And so it's, I've just enjoyed making really special moments of the small things and just taking our time. So yeah, that's been good so far.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you, do you have any advice for anyone who's just starting out?
Yeah. I think just like, don't be afraid to take your time with it and don't rush it, because everything down to like, trying on dresses or finding your wedding rings together or like making, choosing a your wedding venue and coming along and just like making that a date in itself, like going to a tasting or whatever it looks like, just spreading it out and going like, we can take the time and not let the stress, that external pressure or this like comparison sort of thing that weddings can sometimes bring up amongst friends or amongst your feed. Like my feed is filled, because I'm a wedding singer, with wedding stuff, but it's really, it's so much better to just, I think, remember that you're a team and that you can make it whatever you want, whether that's the planning, whether that's the day, like you want to remember all of it. So yeah, you only do it once, hopefully. So yeah, that's the main advice I would give. Hopefully that's not a cop out.
And since we have Arva here, do you have any engagement ring advice for anyone?
So guys, I'm from the sales team. I'd say taking in each other's input. I find that it's so important that both parties are involved. Like, it's always so beautiful to see when the guy's like, oh, maybe like we should add this into it or do that. And I'm like, yes, we absolutely love this. Like 10 points. Any input is amazing. Like two people work better than one. So having two pieces of advice compared to just one whole decision, mind you, I'm on a different page. But, but I think it's always so important making sure you're doing something you both love. It's such a big decision. So, so same with wedding planning, like you're saying.
I see so many times like when you see the couples who've done it together and you can tell that together it's an accomplishment rather than just like one of them going, and thanks to the other person, this day is possible. Like you both have strengths in different areas and you work well as a team if you're together. So like, why not use that to your strength and just like really share it? Because I think there can be this assumption that it's only going to be put on one person, and I don't think it should be that way. Like it's so much better when you split that and you do it together.
It's too much work to put on one person. Definitely do it together.
Yeah, it makes it more fun to do it together.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, one last little pivot of topic is more, I think we briefly mentioned at the start that you do your personal music outside of the wedding industry.
Totally.
So if people want to do gigs like during the winter, the off season, and how can people find those gigs that they can find you?
100%. It changes all the time as to whether I'm jumping on a support tour for someone else or not. But best way would just be on social media to just keep up to date. My handle for that is, it's really hard to explain, Your Girl Sydney, but you are for your, and then girl Sydney with an I. That's probably the easiest way, either on TikTok or Instagram. I'll always do it. I've got a show coming up in June, for instance, with an artist in Northcote, so I'll post all about that on there. But generally there's still a bit of crossover too from my Sung by Jess page, so hopefully you can keep up to date both ways.
Because do you sing different types of songs when you're singing for yourself?
They are more heartbreak songs and just life songs. But there's a real mix now that I've started releasing some love related things, and I feel like my music reflects the era I'm in, and at the moment it's the lover era, so I've been in the studio writing a lot of love songs, so those will probably start coming out and my shows will be more like that. So maybe I thought about doing a winery tour instead of like a venue tour, and just going around Australia and doing like date nights for couples and playing my originals once I hit the lover era of my releases. So
That's the best way to do it. I love that.
What's the favourite song you've done that you didn't expect to sound so good unplugged? That was actually just amazing.
Oh, good question. As in at a wedding?
Yeah, even wedding.
I reckon, oh, good question. Oh my goodness. I think recently we did this version of Summertime, and I can't remember the band's name, but it was like, a really like pop punk song, but it worked so well. We ended up recording after we performed live this version of it. We then, the couple asked for a recording of it too, so they could then continue listening to it in the future. And it just works so well on guitar. I just wish I could remember who it was by, but a pop punk song called Summertime. The pop punkers will know what it is, what that is.
If you're listening.
It's amazing. And you've got a Spotify as well?
I do, And it's just Sydney with an I.
Yep, Sydney with an I.
Yeah.
Check her out. We'll also leave all those links in the show notes as well so you guys can find them for easy access. Alrighty. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Save the Date podcast. We hope you learned something new, and if you're currently planning a wedding, congratulations, good luck, and have fun. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you follow or subscribe and leave us a review wherever it is that you're listening. And make sure to come and connect with us on our socials, Save the Date Podcast, and join our Facebook group, the Save the Date community. We hope you have a wonderful day or night, and we'll be back next week with a new episode. Bye.
See you.
Bye.